not an ageist thing. Do not get us wrong.
But if you're at least it's hire just, people who look like teenagers
well,
to
no,
play teenagers.
It's interesting. No, I get what they were doing.
It was almost like maybe.
But it's interesting when you have like such a wide range of ages playing teenagers. Because, and again, like back in those days, like teenagers did wear pants up to their their nipples or whatever.
And that's why now
they dress like old. You know, old men back then. That sounds ageist. I'm not being that way, but you know what I mean. Like, but like when you actually have someone who definitely doesn't look like a teenager or even like a older college student playing someone who's supposed to be like in a bop band in high school, it's just interesting.
It's almost like the guy they originally had cast for that role dropped out at the very last second, and so they pulled the actor who was originally cast as the janitor over and said, hey, you're this role now.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Dressed like old men wear pants up to their their nipples or whatever. That sounds ageist. I'm not being that way.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3138 of the BFO for Tuesday the 18th of February 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to try to catch up on so-so questions. Oh, Big Fatty, who cares? Hello, Gurglers Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're gurglers today because y'all, Sunday night, Big Fatty, y'all, my tummy was gurgling and it was the acid reflux. Big Fatty, y'all, I had to get up and take an Alka-Seltzer and, you know, after you take an Alka-Seltzer, you're gassy. Big Fatty, that's every day for you. Well, I had to sit up and let that kind of settle down. And y'all, I decided to take a second one. And anyway, after I did that, everything was just fine. Y'all, I had a dream that Ruby Red had a flat tire. And I don't know, I'm not sure what that means. Big Fatty, I'm sure somebody out there can analyze your fucked up dreams. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, have you sent Dr. Stone and the Denims their replacement crema cards yet?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane. Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
No! No!
Trademark Vera Charles.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 18th of February, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I met this person at my very first meet and greet. And I may have that part wrong, but it was my first meet and greet in the San Francisco. Y'all, it was at the... what was the name of that bar that we were at? Not the Edge. The Edge is up the street. It's the one that if you turn, if you're coming down Castro, you turn left on 18th, and it's, I don't remember the name of it, and it's on the left by the Star Bears or the Bear Bucks or whatever. It was where I had a meet and greet in the San Francisco, and y'all, I met this person. Y'all, in fact, I even invited him back to the Beck's Motor Lodge. We did not do anything inappropriate. No, Big Fatty, because everything inappropriate was appropriate. Well, no, it wasn't that at all. But y'all, he's quite the looker, is all I can say. And he's moved from the Bay Area, y'all. And I never can remember where he moved. I want to say he moved into flyover territory, but I don't know that for sure. Y'all, one of the sweetest people you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, it's Logan. Oh, Big Fatty! we love Logan. It's true, y'all. And he used to have one of those motor scooters that he would ride around on. Oh, Big Fatty, I bet that's not all he rode. Y'all, and I don't know if Logan is on the Twitty or the FaceSpace. It's one of those things. Big Fatty, he unsubscribes until the 18th of February every year so he can hear you say his name. Well, maybe that's it. But y'all, if you see Logan on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
So month, it just means twice as much. It does indeed. Y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, Durwood was planning to come by the villa, and y'all, we had something we had to take care of. Yes, Big Fatty, you sure did. Y'all, Durwood came over, and y'all, we sat down right here in front of the computer, and y'all, we've made our airline reservations for Nolens. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, we are going down. We are going down on Wednesday, the 26th of August, I don't remember exactly what the times are and everything, but we're leaving like at 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning, getting in early afternoon, checking to the motel, and let's see what else. Then we're coming back on Tuesday, the 1st of September. And y'all, we've got a flight. We made the flight so that we can get to the Aeropuerto, Puerto, which is Mexican for Aeropuerto, early, and go to the Delta Sky Miles room, and y'all have the Cajun Marys. You know, we had the Cajun Bloody Marys there last year, and y'all, it got us all fucked up, and it was a perfect way to travel home. And y'all, I am pleased to announce that it will be me, and it'll be Durwood, and it'll be Granny coming down to Nolens for Pride 48. Big Fatty, you forgot somebody. Well, you'll be there. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, not me and Squeaky Kitty. We'll all be there. But y'all, young Nicholas is coming as well. Big Fatty, is he taking his swizzle stick with him? I think that that he might. But it has that swizzle stick has it's a much larger metallic taste. Big Fatty, vulgar, just vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, so we're all excited about that. Y'all, we're also going up to Myrtle Beach the first weekend in March for the horror club up there. They're having their anniversarium weekend, and y'all, we've made our beds, and they're going to be at the Red Roof Inn. Big Fatty, it sounds sleazy. Well, of course we're going to be there, but y'all, it's right next door to the bar, and y'all, you can stumble home. Yes, Big Fatty, and so Did that y'all then Sam in the Hinterlands and old Cricket Hat and I recoded the Survivors Ready, the very first one, and y'all, it's already been posted. Y'all, my good friend Rick of Rick and Jerry was in the chat room, and y'all, you know, he plays the Survivors quiz program with the folks at his former place of employment. Y'all, his contestants this year are Danny, Ben, Ewell, Kim, and Nick. Big Fatty with the swizzle stick. No, not that Nick. So y'all, then I had the gurgling, so anyway, when I finally went to sleep, I slept just like a baby. Yes, y'all, I woke up and I looked over at the clock and I thought it said 7:30. Y'all, it was 9:30. So I got my ass up and I had me a little brufkus and some coffee, and y'all, I was off on my nipple walk. Y'all, it was lovely, just lovely for the nipple walk today, and then came back, got my shirt, and y'all, I went to the Home Depot. Y'all, I've got a little plumbing problem. Big Fatty, do you need to see a urologist? No, in the bathroom. Oh, and so I'm trying to figure that out, but what was I going to say? And y'all, then I went by the post office, and now I'm home recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Fatty, it's Baron Frosty with a so-so question. Cue the music.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Okay, this question is so boring, I don't even know why I'm bothering asking it, and I am laying down while I ask this question, because it's just so boring. But I know that in the villa, you have a map of the world with pins in it indicating all the trips that you've taken, and I wanted to ask if you could tell us what your favorite trip is. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is Mr. Cackle from the Mr. Cackle Show. And first of all, Mr. Cackle, y'all, that bumper was from Digger. Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, and really quite as uninspiring as this so-so question from Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, absolutely a so-so question. I do have lots of pins, Big Fatty, in my map. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. But I think one of my favorite places is what was the name of it? It was in Switzerland. It was Meiringen. Meiringen, y'all, it's where the Sherlock Holmes fell to his death, or was pushed over the falls there. And y'all, it's just a quaint little town. Big Fatty, and y'all, I walk the Alps there. Big Fatty, no, you can't do that anymore.
Hi, Big Fatty, this is Josie Villa from Austin, Texas, and I have a question for So-So Question Month. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, is he not listening? We're not playing that again.
All right, so my question is on today's Monday, by the way, February the 3rd, little show, you mentioned a Flowbee, and for those folks that may or may not be old farts like me, can you explain what is a Flowbee? All right, how do I hang this thing up? Hold on.
Dan Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Smoking Hot Joe, and Big Fatty, did you hear how he said his name? Zubia. Y'all, I thought it was Zubia. But it's evidently Zubia. Y'all go back and listen again. Zubia is what he said. So maybe he's changed his name. Big Fatty. Joe, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your smoking hot voice, and hope you're doing well. Absolutely a so-so question. The Flowbee, for those, Big Fatty, nobody cares about this. Well, I know, but I'm doing it as a courtesy to Joe Zubia. It was an attachment you put on your Wacom cleaner. On the hose part, not on the upright part, but you put it on the hose part, and y'all, you ran it across your head, and it cut your hair. Big Fatty, is that what happened to your head?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G calling with a so-so question. Now, of course, I'm not eligible for the grand prize, but here's my so-so question anyway, and this is a point of contention in my household, so I'm hoping you can resolve a dispute between me and my husband. Let's say, Big Fatty, you have a bottle of 409 or Shout or Windex, something with a pump trigger, and on the little pump at the top of the bottle, there's like an option to turn it off, to have it on spray, to have it on stream. When you're done with it, whatever it is, 409 or Shout or something, do you turn it back to the off position, or do you leave it in the spray position? Important question. Inquiring minds around these parts want to know the answer to that. So that's my so-so question. Don't count me on the list, Kathy, but I am dying to know Big Fatty's answer. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you for calling, Big Fatty. Love you. Oh, love.
Yes. Y'all, that is that Peter G. And y'all, he and Kathy Marshall are the ones sponsoring the totally unimpressive prize for So-So Question Month. And Peter, thank you so much for the call. Absolutely a so-so question. Y'all, who gives a shit? Y'all, I obviously, either PETA likes to turn the switch off, or his husband likes to return it to the off position. And PETA, honestly, here at the villa, it stays in the on position unless, like, if I were gonna go on a trip and needed to take some soil removing spray or whatever, I would probably put it in the off position for traveling. But just to be around the villa. Absolutely. Who's got time to turn it on and off and all that kind of stuff? Ain't nobody using it but me. And in your house, it's just you and your husband. I mean, it's not like people are going to come in and they're going to break into your home and their weapon is some Windex and I've left it in the off position. Oh, Dick, I see. And they won't be able to shoot me in the eye with that. Even if they did shoot you in the eye with the Windex, it'd be sparkling clean. Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I'm off to the wine dinner tonight. I'll have a full recap of that on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there, it tastes like burning, and y'all, they're speaking in code nowadays, but I figured them out. I have figured them out, and Tim, now you just tell me, what do you think it's going to be like traveling with Big Fatty to Nolan?
Dressed like old men wear pants up to their their nipples or whatever. That sounds ageist. I'm not being that way.
Oh, you're exactly right. We'll have those things jacked up to the man boobs.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.